And also at this point, like, I get this is a limited time opportunity as far as the slot being open, but at the moment, I have more work than I can handle anyway, so I'm not necessarily looking for leads right now. But I do see the importance of getting my name out there, having a Google online presence. So that is important to me, but I don't want to go and spend a bunch of money on trying to get new leads that I really can't handle right now. So I'm just trying to find the balance here. I guess it'll depend on what it would cost me.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me grab John. We'll get the rate reduced. We'll do our best to make it fit. Hang on here.
Hi, Will.
Hey.
Hey, Will. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Sorry, Tara's sending me a bunch of notes here. I know you were going over everything with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing and details, but she says there's some questions.
Mostly cost questions.
Cost. Okay. Yeah, I'll be able to dive into the pricing with you. Do you get texting on this number?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to send this to you. You could also look up localsplash.com slash pricing or just localsplash.com. But here, I'll send this link over
I'm
to you.
Actually,
it sounded like you're on a computer. Yeah. So if you type in localsplash.com/pricing, that'll take you right to the pricing page. And we have different bundles depending on what your business's specific needs are. But the major benefit to you and the reason we were reaching out to you was because we have Google Places placement available. So we could actually do a local listing where you don't have to pay per lead or clicker call. Google only wants us to take on one of these guys per industry, per area. So we had a spot open up, and usually when that happens, my reps like Tara kind of go down this list and we try to find one of you guys to fill that spot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
Tara. It's okay. Tara. It's like Sarah with a T.
I told Tara, I'm already in the middle of working with a company just like you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you come up with something really amazing, I don't want to have to go through the effort necessarily to change everything over to doing the same process with you guys as I already am.
Yeah.
So it may be more worth your time, you know, to reach out to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I think just glancing at your pricing packages here online, it's pretty much right on what I'm paying the other company, or will be.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of in the beginning stages, so we haven't actually got it all set up yet, but I think, you know, this seems like y'all are competitors because it looks like you're offering about the same thing for about the same price.
Well, the only way we're competitors is if you scroll up and you see that little badge that says Premier Google Partner. And if you go to the mm-hmm. website, google.com/partners, and you can look them up and they're in there, then that's the only way they would be real competition to us. We're right next to Google. If you look up Local Splash and then Google Building One, we're here in Orange County, California. So the Premier partners are, I mean, we're usually right next to Google. If they're not, then it's an SEO company.
What does that mean?
SEO is search engine optimization. That's how we started out in 2004. And it's an indirect way of doing Google advertising.
Gotcha.
The guys that are at the top of the first page and they're seeing the most success from Google advertising are usually working with a Google partner or Google directly on an ad or a Google guarantee campaign. Basically, it's really hard to get rich off of Google without Google getting a piece of the pie. But there are independent marketing agencies out there, SEO companies that aren't partnered with Google, which try to do other things, you know, directory submissions, backlinking, meta tagging. It's a little outdated. But the problem with that, it's like you're on HomeAdvisor by Angie's. HomeAdvisor by Angie's, it has the highest ranking SEO placement for your industry and area. So it's like you're not going to outrank those guys. But obviously Google advertising works because, you know, they're using it in order to get the leads that they sell to you on that platform. So instead of you paying per lead on HomeAdvisor or paying an SEO company, why not list yourself independently on the first page of Google, allow people to call you directly as a live call. You don't have to pay per lead or worry about getting outranked, deal with your leads going to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you're just looking at it from a pricing perspective, but you know, success is really about working with the right company.
Right. No, you're right.
Cheaper isn't always better.
Oh, absolutely. If anyone knows that, it's someone in construction. So
right. Yeah.
So why don't you walk me through these bundles and kind of show me what you have to offer here?
Yeah. So again, it really depends on what you want. So your primary keyword is going to be like custom builders, right? So it would definitely help the conversation if you pull up a separate tab and just type in custom builders.
So, I don't know if that would be actually, and I don't want to, you know, disagree, but
you tell me.
I think from a homeowner's perspective, it may just be, kitchen remodel contractor or bathroom remodel contractor. I don't know. They may not know. They may not think custom builder when they're thinking, oh, I want to renovate my bathroom or build a deck or something.
Yeah, we give
so
you multiple
they may think
keywords.
That when they want to build a home, but is there like a range, like kind of an umbrella keywords we can use that would capture a wider range like that?
Yep, you're in the general contractor category, so you can actually hand select your keywords if you like, but we also have Google Analytics. I don't know if you heard of that. Google Analytics.
No, I haven't.
Oh my God. How does this company do SEO and not even explain to you Google Analytics? Okay, so Google Analytics is a platform that Google's had for years, and it actually allows you to see like which keywords and services in a specific area are getting the most hits. So that way the business owners aren't guessing when they're doing Google ads or Google advertising.
Okay.
Yeah. But at the same time, like if you're in a niche where it's like, hey, I only focused on kitchen model, you're technically in the bathroom or in the general contractor category, but we would be targeting that specific keyword. So that way they have to type that in order to even see your placement in the first place and be able to call you. So any one of those is fine. You can go ahead and punch in whatever you feel is your bread and butter are going to be your best service. I just want you to have an understanding of the results page. The results page is going to be very similar even if you type in pizza, you know?
Right. I'm just going to put home remodel contractor because that's a little more general.
Okay. And so there's going to be different types of placements here if you're on the Google search engine. The very top ones, you'll see some guys, as long as you don't have ad blockers on, it'll say Google Guarantee.
Yes, so top one that comes in my area, first guy, he's got a little check mark, it says Google Guarantee. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then those guys are doing pay per lead through our local service ads. So we could put you there with one package. There's the sponsored ones. They just say sponsored. Those are pay-per-click. That would be our premier bundles that you see on the pricing page there, the first three. And then the Google Places placements are these three guys next to the map here. And that's what we were originally calling you about. Okay. So it really depends on what you want as a business owner. There's advantages to each one of them that the other doesn't have. For example, this local listing in Google Places, these guys next to the map here, there are no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. It's just a flat monthly rate. You're always up there. And then how you're listed 1, 2, or 3 is usually going to be based on the location of the end user. But we have you on the first page here. The Google Places guys, they are pay-per-click. So sometimes they are Google Ads guys where it says sponsored. Those are pay-per-click. Pay-per-click campaigns can be a little bit more pricey, but the advantage there is you're not limited to a 40-mile radius like you would be with the Google Places placements. So if you're one of those guys who's like, hey, I need to be able to cover like 100 miles in order to really get a consistent flow of traffic, then you're going to want to do Google Ads because that's the only way we could get you over there otherwise, right? Because it's not requiring a PIN verification or based off where you receive your PIN. Google Guarantee, you have to usually qualify for Google Guarantee. So usually before you get to Google Guarantee, you typically run an ad or do Google Places placement because you have to do all the Google verifications. You have to have at least 5 verified Google reviews, and then also you have to pass a background screening. So this one, once you get through the background screening, they go ahead and launch your campaign, and then as you receive leads, they're live calls. We'll actually like pre-screen them and then call you with them on the line, and you have to schedule an appointment to actually go out and meet with them or give a quote on the job in order to get charged a lead fee. So those ones are pay per lead. And usually what you do is you set aside a budget of about 13 to 15 leads, and then they deduct from that until you've exhausted that budget. And then obviously, you know, you have to renew it consistently in order to stay up there. Mm-hmm. So those are the three options. These ones aren't paid out by month. Those ones will roll over. So if you only use like 6 leads in a month, or you can only do so many jobs, so you only use a few of them, it'll roll over. You don't get billed on a monthly basis for Google Guarantee. Google Places is a flat rate monthly. Regardless of how many calls, clicks, leads you get, bills the same. So it really just depends on what route you want to take. Google Ads, you know, that's going to be a Platinum Premier package. You know, you'd be looking at about $549 month to month. When you do a Platinum Premier package, we also do your local listings and Google Places. So you actually secure that local spot, and we'd be running ads for additional areas. But we usually will use your ad budget to target areas outside of that 40-mile radius that the local listing isn't already covering.
Okay.
And then the Google Guarantee, it's its own separate thing. If you want to do that, or if you're even eligible to do that, like I say, you usually got to have 5 reviews. So we usually want to work with you for about a month or two on the local listing or an ad before we offer that. That way we know you'll pass the background screening, and, you know, Google's hesitant with the guys that we put out there. They want us to be very thorough because they provide the homeowners with the insurance policy for the lifetime of the work should something go wrong. So they're basically vouching your credibility with the Google Guarantee guys. Okay. Yeah. So, but I could do also just a local listing if you'd like. The local listing just by itself without the Google ads and just keeping it within that 40-mile range. I could do that at $299 on a month-to-month basis. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 for us to set everything up for you. So it's a lot different from your local SEO. Most of our guys will be able to see results within the first 30 days. Month 2 is generally when it pops because we don't have to go through the setup process again once we've already got it all up and running and done all your verification.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So probably a lot different than your SEO company.
No, it's sounding very similar, and all that he's promised and what you're saying, I'm hearing a lot of the same terms and words, and unfortunately I'm not super.
Yeah, they do that though, like keywords thing, but, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's advertising online.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. You definitely are cheaper. So
that's a surprise
for me.
Hmm.
And then how quickly, I guess, can you get this stuff set up? Because I'm not going to throw him under the bus. It took me a little while to get him some of the information he was asking for. But since I've submitted it all to him, it's probably been a couple of weeks and I haven't heard anything. I was actually thinking about calling him today and see where everything's at.
Mm.
So anyway, of course, I haven't paid him any money yet, so I'm not worried about that. But how does your process work? How quickly is it going to be? At what point are you charging me? I don't know, just this kind of deal.
So we start working on it.
It's worth my time and effort to be like, hey, I found someone better. I'm not using you. I'm going to go use this other company, you know.
Yeah.
I won't have to go through that.
I mean, I'm not saying
it's completely worth my time.
Yeah, I'm not going to bash him and say that he's a bad guy. I don't know him. But working with a Google partner is where it's at. There's just no way around it. You want a direct tie with Google. Otherwise, this guy is not going to be providing anything that you wouldn't be able to figure out or do on your own. And that's the value in it. You pay to have people do stuff that you can't do on your own. Otherwise, it's an unnecessary expense, you know? In order to get things set up with us, it is required payment up front. It's a month-to-month service, though, so you're not committing to anything long-term. We go 30 days at a time with you. There's a tracking system, so we'll be able to keep you in the loop on everything we're doing and bring it to the table. I would create your account.
How is this pricing? I'm paying $1,098 up front, and then I'm paying that setup fee, and then I'm paying the monthly, or kind of just explain that to me in terms for me.
Yeah, of course. So the exact bundle that you're looking at there with $1,098 is called our Platinum Premier Package. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That $1,098 is 2 months in one. Because we usually ask for a 2 month commitment. So the normal payment for that is usually $549 month to month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you pay the first 2 months up front. So that'll cover you all the way until October 7th. And then what I could do is put in a request here, to have the setup fee waived for you. So that'll save you about $300.
So, so let's say we do 2 months and, whatever, for some reason I decide I'm not going to keep going. Does all of this disappear?
No. That's actually probably the greatest benefit to doing this that I didn't even really hint on is your Google verification. Even when you get Google guaranteed, you don't get un-Google guaranteed when you stop it. You know, if you stop paying, you stop getting leads. But the verification processes and everything we do from a credibility standpoint, all your reviews and everything that are built up, they'll still be there. For people to look up if they look up the business name.
Okay. It's just I won't be popping up on the first page on Google.
Right.
Necessarily, right?
Right.
If they go and look up me specifically,
they'll still be able
I'm
to find
still,
you.
Okay, I'm still like Google verified. You see all the reviews. You see all that.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. What you pay for each month really is to get the top recommendations.
Right. That spot. Yeah, that makes sense. So I'm seeing like Facebook business page. I'm seeing optimized website. Can you tell me about those? Like what that looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. I can actually send you some website examples here. We include the websites. We also offer.
Because that's one of the things I'm struggling the most with at this point is I have not been able to find a website designer and I need to get a website live.
Okay.
That's like something that I really need to have happen soon for the business here. So, if that's something that you guys are doing, that would be.
Yeah, that would be included.
I think.
Yeah, that's included. So you'll get the site fully customizable. So we'll purchase the domain with you and then we'll sit down, get a general idea on how you want it to look. If you have like references of sites that you like to send in, we always recommend you send that in. If you have a logo, send your logo in. Any photos, like before and after shots, work that you've done in the past, send it in. Mm-hmm. It's all to one email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. We'll already have your number, your emails on file with your account, so we'll know it's you when it comes in, and then we'll get it set up, send you the initial draft within 2 to 3 days, and then any changes or revisions that you want to make, we go ahead and make those. It's all just a part of the service and the hosting. Mm-hmm. So the hosting's included as well. And so we have a whole team here. Our company's got about 450 people, so we have a whole department specifically dedicated to just the websites for our clients. So the website will be exactly what you want it to be. We just got to get your vision. Another huge benefit, yeah. And then you were asking about another feature. Sorry, I got sidetracked with the site.
The Facebook business page. I mean, like I have one already, but what would that look like with you guys?
Yeah, we don't duplicate your Facebook business page just because the Google search engine, that causes a discrepancy. They look at all your online listings and they want to make sure everything's uniform. So we don't duplicate. Any information that's submitted to any other platforms will be submitted to Facebook. So it's more keeping it up to date. They'll do a biweekly posting there. So they'll create a post and then they'll text it to you. You have to sign off on it, yes or no, if you're okay with it. And then they go ahead and post it for you. And then they run Facebook ads through it. So you'll have a budget for Facebook ads and they'll actually host it based on the keywords that we're already targeting via Google and the other platforms.
Okay.
So Facebook ads is good. It's a remarketing campaign, especially for like kitchen and bathroom models. You know, you catch that housewife sitting there going, oh, this looks nice. And you're just kind of scrolling through Facebook. And they start to inquire about it. I would say for people who have like the traditional platinum package, that's $599 one at the very bottom. I would say about 15% of their clients on average across the board would come from the Facebook advertising campaigns that they have. So it's not a huge number, but over the course of a year, you know, if that's, you know, one or two jobs in your industry, that's going to make a big difference.
Man, I wish you guys reached out sooner. I'm just trying to think. This all sounds great. I like the sound of this. I need to figure out what to do with the other guy. That's because he's already kind of started the process. And I'm kind of.
Well, to be honest, he hasn't done anything.
Sort of committed with him, but
yeah. I mean, I know
thing online.
You wouldn't even find yourself right now. You don't even have a verified Google listing. I mean, that's like. Baby step. That's the first baby step. You know, we would submit the verification form today. You'll have the Google verification form that you have to fill out and actually send in with like license, insurance, business registration. So, you know, those are all things, like I was saying, that it doesn't sound like he's a Google partner at all. It just sounds like he's an independent company, maybe an SEO company at most. Maybe he's like an independent marketing representative. So. At the end of the day, you know, you want to be on the first page. That's where 90% of searches are going to start and stop, in your industry. Right. And so if you're not getting there, which you're definitely not going to get there if you don't even have a Google business profile to begin with, you know, then you're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities and those efforts are going to, for lack of better words, be redundant. So.
Right. So, in your opinion, I went ahead and did Angie's List, honestly, because he was taking so long, and I wanted something. And your opinion is this something to where it would make sense to just remove that?
If you're on a computer,
not worth having both.
Yeah, 100%. Save yourself money. Keep your overhead low, as low as possible.
Yeah.
If you go on your computer, you just type in FTC versus HomeAdvisor. That's the Federal Trade Commission. HomeAdvisor, when I started working here in 2012, they were called ServiceMagic. They were a different company.
Okay.
And they got shut down for malpractice. It's just, there's no exclusivity to their leads. It's like doing, I don't want to compare it to Google Guarantee.
So you don't recommend working with HomeAdvisor at all?
I'm not, okay, so we're on a recorded line, just so you know, because we're a Google partner. And what Google doesn't want us to do is like bash another company to convince you to sign up for us, That's why I'm also like hesitant to like talk negatively about your friend here.
Right. I understand.
But if you do your research, like I said, if you FTC versus HomeAdvisor, you know, the writing is mm-hmm. all over the walls. Glassdoor.
Yeah, I'm seeing it right now. Yeah.
So I don't think that's something that's a long-term solution for people. The logic that you approached it with of just kind of like, hey, I'm going to try to stick my nose in here, maybe get my feet wet, start getting some leads going, get me to work on something. That's good. You know, that's fair. But a long-term solution, no way. You're going to buy like, you know, anywhere from 4 to 10 leads per conversion, which might not be bad, you know, with the kind of work that you do, it'll still be profitable. But over the course of the year, I mean, there's going to be so much unnecessary spending, headaches, chasing people around. It's a lot better just to put yourself out there, have all the credibility factors there and let them call you. By the time they call you, you know, it's not a, oh, are you sure you want to do it? Oh, I just wanted to get a quote and see how much it would cost. Oh, you know, it's different ball game. So you'll be able to feel it. You know, you don't have to, just, oh, I'm going to cancel this, you know, but if you compare them side by side, it speaks for itself. And it's just completely different services. Yeah. This is more focused on your business's own independent listings versus like putting us on our site or putting you on our site and then us marketing ourselves and selling you the leads one by one. We'll put you in position to just have people call you live, work on all your long-term branding. You know, like I said, it's things you'd keep even if you left the service, versus with them, it's like, a black hole. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say that, but I've worked with a lot of people who have used that service and they make the switch and they always tell me it's a lot better to market independently. Different experience.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense to me. I mean, like, even right now I just Google searched myself.
Yeah.
And the only thing that comes up is my Instagram page. My Facebook page, interestingly enough, will never come up for some reason. And
I found your Facebook, but it came up as like Malden.
Interesting. I don't know why.
And Malden, South Carolina.
And then I'm seeing, you know, all these other builders and stuff, but I don't see anything through Angie for some reason.
The biggest thing that should be most glaring to you is there's not a Google business profile.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't exist at Google at all. Like if you look up all these other builders, if you just type their names in independently, you'll see their Google business profile, their website, reviews, you know, pictures. And they're verified, like they have a spot on the map, you know, they have a little check mark says Google verified. So, you know, they're licensed and insured. Even when you look up your own business name, that doesn't pop up. So that's how I know, like, you're not working with a Google partner at all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'd be the first thing you do. Like, there's YouTube videos of people like celebrating. They finally got their Google pin. You know, they're a real business.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind being one of the first builders here that pops up on a Google search. Depressing that you could literally search my name and not find me. So.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You have an Instagram, you have a Facebook, but this is like your Google profile. And then not only are we going to build that Google profile, but it's moved up to the top of the search results as the top recommended option for people searching. So it's a lot more effective than Facebook or Instagram, social media marketing. It's been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years. So you should have no doubt. Like, if we can't get you a consistent flow of business, then there's not a consistent flow of business out there to be found.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's not the case. Okay. You just don't show.
All right, so let's say I go with you guys and I'm going to back out with the other guy. Where do I start?
Well, I mean, again, that's up to you. So this is a financial situation when you ask a question like that. So it really just depends on what your budget is and what you're trying to accomplish. So if you want to go the Platinum Premier Bundle, like I said, I could do that, $1,098. I could waive the setup fee for you. Let me...
I'm sorry, I seem to have lost you.
Oh, there we go. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
There we go. Sorry about that. I was saying I wanted to... look up what other packages I could offer you, but I need a little bit more information. What's your last name?
Odio. O-D-I-O.
Okay. Just like the business name. And then your business email address?
info@odiocustombuilders.com.
Okay. And then your business street address where I could send the PIN verification letter?
161 West Darby Road, Greenville.
Okay. Sorry, I had to actually, like, create a Google business profile, or at least, like, a spoof one to a degree in order to get to a pricing page for you, or, like, the billing directory and see what I can do about getting you a better deal here. Profile subscriptions. Okay, so we have, and you're going to need the My Site, Local Splash Premier Package Complimentary My Site. Okay. $300 in Google Ads. I don't think that would do it for a 3-month period. Okay, they have a deal that I can give you. Sorry if you hear the landscaper. Complimentary site. I'm trying to make sure you get the site included as well. They have an annual package. They're saying for $3,000 out the door with the website included, I'll give you a whole year of Platinum Premier. And that's a custom website design. And then they have, a 6-month one you can do for $1,500 for Platinum Premier. And that one would also come with the complimentary My Site. Oh, wait, with the My... No, but My Site is saying 1750. Gotcha. And it's already showing 2... Yeah, it's already showing 2 months for 1098. So what if I did like a 3-month prepay option? Can we give them a deal on that? Okay, wow. So pretty much, I got a package where if you're already going to do the 1098, they'll approve that and give you an extra month of service. So basically, you can do a 3-month prepay for 1098 instead of just the 2 months. And that's okay. with the custom website. So they basically add another month of service for you.
Okay.
How's that sound?
I like the sound of it.
Yeah, that'll definitely help. Another 30 days of being up there consistently just gives us more time to land one bigger job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to see. They do have, so they have
now,
these other...
Does that have the...
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
Does that have the setup fee or no?
No. So I already told you I'd waive the setup fee for you. So I looked at all these packages with the setup fee waived. Yeah, so this is just $1,098 for the full 3 months, and then there's no $299 setup charge.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. And then it'll show in your subscription terms as $1,000 with a $99 setup fee is what it's actually going to look like. So it's going to come out to $1,098 is how it's going to look on the invoice. But what they're using that, what they're calling a setup fee is usually just going to be what Google charges us in order to get the domain name for you, like the odiocustombuilders.com.
Yeah, so I have that domain already. So
sweet.
Where does that lead me with that?
Okay. So I could do the 3-month prepay for the Premier package, and then you have access to that domain so that we can build on it? Like you'll be able to provide access?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
I
then
mean,
I can...
Again, all that is over my head, so I mess around with trying to do those, like, do-it-yourself websites, and as simple as they make them, it's just not my skill set. So I just have this domain sitting there that I basically use for my business email, and that's it.
Gotcha.
But I'm still paying for that domain. So I want to be able to build a website and attach it to that domain. That's the ideal situation. If I have to get a different domain, I guess we can, but and they're not super expensive, so.
Yeah, they're not. Especially with us, we get them, like, we can get them for pennies on the dollar, really. It's just, they don't know. Sometimes they have ones that are, like, far more expensive, and they have ones that aren't, so we just kind of, like, flat rate it $99. But if I waive that and we use the domain and you're 100% positive you can get into it, that's more what I want, because you're kind of saying, I don't know, and it's like, ah, you know.
Well, I do have access to it. I just don't know how to build a website.
Ah, we got you. That's
so, like, it's a, like, you'd have to switch it over from, I think I got it on Squarespace, but then I tried using Wix to make a website, so I switched it over to Wix, and you'd have to switch it over to whatever you're going to use it for. However those work.
Because sometimes you can't switch platforms. Like, we operate through the Google platform, but sometimes people will say, oh, I have this site through this. I think only, like, Wix and GoDaddy we can usually use. I think Squarespace, there is an issue there. But either way, what I'm going to do, just to kind of save you money and start things off on the right foot, I'll put the request in to waive the fees affiliated with acquiring your domain. So $1,000 out the door today, 3-month prepay on a premier bundle. Doesn't get any better than that. Okay. I'm not going any lower.
Not really.
So don't ask. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if you're a new business and you're trying to get everything up and running, that would be the best thing that I can do for you right there, would be to put you on that platinum premier, get you that extra month, and then waive the setup fees and that $99 towards the domain purchase. And if we have to get another domain for you because they can't use Squarespace, we'll provide one for you.
Okay.
Okay. No extra charge. Like I said, I waive the fees on it. So they'll still make that accessible to you if we do run into a bump with your domain name. Okay. I just want to make it that way because it sounds to me like there may be a bump there somewhere. It didn't sound like smooth, like, with Squarespace.
Yeah.
Just because Squarespace.
Right. I'm not. Yeah. I thought, I was getting the impression that Squarespace had bought out Google Domains or something, because initially I was trying to get my domain through Google and they sent me to Squarespace.
Yeah, but the problem is when you go through Squarespace sometimes, is like they maintain ownership of it, you know, until you get that certificate in the mail that says that you own the domain. So sometimes we have a little hiccup there gathering it from them, and then they kind of want, to hold you hostage, so to speak, you know,
gotcha.
Like hold that over.
Yeah.
Oh, you could lose your domain if you leave us, you know, and so.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of us playing by that holding hostage, we don't negotiate with terrorists. We just cut them off. We're just like, it's fine. You know, we're a Google partner. We'll get them taken care of. And the way the website's displayed on your Google business profile anyway, it's just a little globe icon, says website. They click on it, it'll auto-navigate them there. So people are actually going to be seeing, like, your domain names if you handed it on a business card or you have it on a decal on the side of a vehicle or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so I use, I don't know if this is something you can answer or not, but I use a construction software program. Is there a way we can tie that in? There's certain aspects to
which
that
one
program,
do you use?
Which would be helpful to tie into my website. I use JobTread.
Hmm.
They're a younger company. They're a few years old, I think. But they seem to be taking the industry by storm. They're just by far the best people I've used, and so I want to, there's certain forms, like customer intake forms.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, the Dallas.
That type of thing that I would love to put into my website.
Sure.
Is that possible? We can do that?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm pulling them up right here. Let me see their sites and what they look like. And if they have, like I said, there's a reference that you'd like on there. You know, we definitely have links to them and to their platform on your site. I know sometimes there's guys we work with where they want to keep their home advisor, they want to keep Facebook, they want to keep Yelp and Yellow Pages and all this stuff, and that's fine. We don't tell you have to stop those things. But what we'll do is we hyperlink it too. So sometimes they want to have like those little links with the logo on their website. So that way if people click on it, it'll take them to their home advisor to see the reviews there. So absolutely, you know, we could have JobTread highlighted on the site with links to any particular services that you want to be able to provide to your customers through the site.
Cool.
Yep.
All right.
Easy fix. Easy, easy peasy. All right. So I'm just kind of communicating with these guys on the back end to get your platform all clear cut because we're going to send you everything in writing or your package. So this is the they got the Premier bundle here, 3-month prepay, it's $1,000. They told me to let you know that it's starting month 4, the monthly rate will go to $499. And you normally see those platinum Premier packages at $549. So there's a little $50 discount on your monthly there. And then, of course, all those setup fees were already waived, so that'll never pop up. But you could also call before the 4th month, and we could do another 3-month prepay or maybe like a 6-month or a year thing or move you into Google Guarantee. So there'll be options on it. But okay. I'm supposed to let you know, like, if you don't call in prior to the end of that term, it's auto-renewing at $499 monthly. Okay. And then let me see what else is missing from this. Oh shit. Okay. Oh, excuse my language.
Okay, this Platinum Premier bundle that they just quoted me on doesn't have your Facebook ads in there. Okay.